student-made, student-featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
Welcome to Give Him the Boot. It's an hour of Italian folk music, new and old. Today I've got a mix of things from my collection. Nothing special, but lots of interesting stuff. I'm going to start off by playing a track from a northern Italian group called Da Fil de Ciel. It's from a compilation CD from the Folk Club Ethno Suoni label, which are a great label you should check out if you're into Italian folk music. And it's a little track, an instrumental called Saltarello. And I'm going to follow that up with Beppe Gambetta, instrumental tune, a version of Ave Maria. Beppe Gambetta, of course, is a fantastic flat-picking guitar player, and he's also the father of Filippo Gambetta, whose organetto, or accordion you just heard there playing. That title track is called La Lumaca Equilibrista, which is from his first solo album called Pria Goyea from a number of years ago, and that one's out on Filme Records. So if you're into Filippo Gambetta, I suggest actually has a new website you could check out, filippogambetta.com. It has content both in Italian and in English. And I hope that we get Filippo Gambetta back in Canada sometime soon. He was here playing at the festivals a couple of years back. I believe his father comes pretty regularly to play with the Men of Steel, which is a four-guitar band featuring Dan Crary and Don Ross and Tony McManus. And, I just heard recently that it looks like Riccardo Tesi and Band Italia might be coming, perhaps, or Riccardo Tesi maybe with another group might be coming later in the year. Check out that. It might be a possibility at the Cap College Theatre. So, anyway, let's just continue on here with Saltarello.
Thank you. Beatrice, bebe beata, Beatrice.
Omo pio malandré, remengo marchesì, tutti gaso cortesia, da sommare a se partia. Beatrice al castello d'este, cavalieri e gente oneste, sempre pronti all'accoglienza, come ai corti de Provenza. No, ti deciare stelle, no. Beatrice che ascoltava donava le sue regalisse. Ogni arrivo
benio,
ogni canto
vengo tuo.
Alla corte di Beatrice già era nota incantatrice, se spartiva pane e vin e con parlar c'era la fin, sotto a luna che ne barda a cantar donna. Pensieri nella testa e passa la giornata inventando un'insalata con le erbe dei nostri coli e che tristezza voli. Sta verso e gireria al mondo senza compagnia, il calore desta gente che rapisce come Beatrice.
Ti ritorna nella mente.
E noti de ciare stelle, noti de rime belle, alla corte di Beatrice c'era notte incantatrice che ne ascoltava donna.
Bentornati a Give Him the Boot. Quella canzone lì era un brano di Calicanto, che è un gruppo del Veneto, dal loro ultimo disco Isole Senza Mar, che è l'11° CD dal gruppo, dedicato alla riscoperta della musica delle colli Euginei, che sono al sud-est di Venezia. E, 2 anni di ricerca e interviste anche con i vecchi, che sono quelli che ritengono le tradizioni della regione, per questo fantastico CD. E poi c'è anche un libretto di 80 pagine che si presenta con questo CD, che esplora tutti i temi della regione e della musica. Quella canzone lì si chiamava Beatrice o Beatrice, dal gruppo Calicanto. E prima di che abbiamo sentito invece un brano di Beppe Gambetta, Ave Maria, che è un brano tradizionale fatto da lui nella suo stile, con la chitarra solo. E poi all'inizio invece A Fil di Ciel, che è un gruppo dalle Valle Occitane, che è praticamente sul bordo con la Francia, che loro sono del Piemonte. Questo è il loro primo disco, A Fil de Ciel, sul Folk Club Ethno Suoni. So you're listening to Give Him the Boot, and just explaining that a couple of those tracks are from north of Italy. Fil de Ciel, the first one you heard, is actually music from the Occitanian valleys on the French border of Italy. And that style of music really does pervade the music of this new band from the Piemonte region, which is in the north Northwest, and their debut album, just simply called A Fil de Ciel, is on the Folk Club Ethno Suoni label, and it blends traditional and modern sounds and makes a definitely new contribution to the music of this type of part of Europe, and it's the music of the borderland between Italy and France. A special guest on the album is Riccardo Tesi, the two-row melodeon player I was talking to you about before. And Beppe Gambetta was in the middle there with a traditional piece Ave Maria, and finished off with Calicanto from their album Isole Senza Mar, and it's the 11th CD by this group, who are dedicated to rediscovering the music of their region of the Veneto, which is in the north, the region where Venice is located. And it's a really beautiful CD. It comes with an 80-page hardcover book that tells you all about the research that they went into in interviewing the old people, people who keep the traditions of this region, and some really beautiful references to the poets of the region as well, the troubadours. So there's a bit of everything, the music, the poetic images, and the song we heard there was Beatriz or Beatrice, which would be Beatrice, I guess. And it's a very long album. There's lots of tracks on it. Calicanto have their own website too. You can check out calicanto.it, I believe. So you're listening to Given the Boot, and this is on CITR 101.9 FM. It's a campus and community radio station here at UBC. And if you don't know already, we have a fantastic podcasting service. If you are ever not able to listen to your favorite show, but you've got access to a computer, you can download the podcast through iTunes, and you can just listen to it on demand. The last 4 or 5 weeks of everyone's show is available there. And when you go to CITR.ca, you click on podcasts, and then you click on the name of the show, in my case Give Them the Boot, and up will come a little box which has got 4 or 5 links on it, and you can just choose the show you'd like to listen to. And I usually put my playlist in there as well, so if you're interested in finding out what it is they've played, you can always go there. Feel free always, while I'm doing the show, to give me a call here in the studio, and I'd be happy to answer your questions about the music, and it's always good to hear that people are listening in. Okay, then I'm just going to go to some other music from my collection, starting off with one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Fabrizio De André, a fantastic singer-songwriter from Genoa who passed away far too early for my liking. He has an album that I love, I've played to death, called Anime Salve, and this next track called Princesa is on that. And this album is quite influenced by Brazilian music too. You probably hear that in there. I'm going to follow that up with a track from a new singer-songwriter from the north, Federico Siriani, now based in Turin, and from his latest album, and it's called Perché la Vita.
Sono la pecora, sono la vacca, che agli animali si vuol giocare. Sono la femmina camicia aperta, piccole tette da succhiare. Sotto le ciglia di questi alberi, nel chiaroscuro dove son nato, che l'orizzonte prima del cielo, era lo sguardo di mia madre, che Fernandinho come una figlia mi porta a letto caffè tapioca, e a ricordarmi che è nato maschio, sarà l'istinto, sarà la vita. E io davanti allo specchio grande mi paro gli occhi con le dita, a immaginarmi tra le gambe una minuscola figa. Della corriera, lascio l'infanzia contadina, corro all'incanto dei desideri, vado a correggere la fortuna. Nella cucina della pensione, mescolo i sogni con gli ormoni, ad albeggiare sarà magia, saranno segni miracolosi, perché Fernanda è proprio una figlia, come una figlia vuol far l'amore, ma Fernandino resiste e vomita e si contorce dal dolore, e allora il bisturi per segni e fianchi, una vertigine di anestesia, finché il mio corpo mi rassomigli sul lungomare di Bahia. Sui capelli sfilo le dita, quando le macchine puntano i fari sul palcoscenico della mia vita, dove tra ingorghi di desideri alle mie natiche un maschio s'appende, nella mia carne tra le mie labbra un uomo scivola, l'altro s'arrende, che Fernandinho mi è morto in grembo, Fernanda è una bambola di seta, sono le braci di un'unica stella che squilla di luce di nome Prince. Un avvocato di Milano, ora princesa regala il cuore a un passeggiare recidivo nella penombra di un balcone.
Matu, Useu, Asenda, a Escola, a Igreja, a Desonra, a Saia, o Esmalte, o Espelho, o Batom.
Voglio invecchiare con le tue parole, canto con il pianto e l'innocenza che mi dà, perché la vita è la passione che si inventa per temperare quello che la gente dice, è tutto quello di cui un uomo si accontenta per non voltarsi indietro e tendere oridice, perché la vita è un gioco di sentieri storti, problemi gastroenterici per essere migliori, per chi non vuole camminare a culo ritto ed occhi aperti a sbarre imposte per non spargersi di fuori. Lascia che sia di natura alchemica ed inducida follia, vita sarà, invecchiata come il vino nell'incanto che mi dà anima mia, tra scurora gocce asciutte di poesia, vita vedrà, i tuoi occhi oceano figli al tempo che farà. Voglio invecchiare, diventare insopportabile, noioso,
irascibile, sentirmi dire che sono intattabile. Voglio invecchiare con i solchi delle mughe, delle piaghe, della mala sanità. Voglio invecchiare, essere irriconoscibile, malato irreversibile, completamente sbronzo, inattaccabile. Voglio invecchiare e ridere fino alla notte fra le cosce di chi mi resisterà. Lascia che sia di natura alchemica e di lucida follia. Vita sarà per vederti addormentare e risvegliarti a un'altra età. Anima mia, da scura gocce asciutte di poesia. Vita vedrà i tuoi occhi uccello figlia al tempo che farà.
Mientras quiero olvidar que esté acá. corazón. Me atormenta sin piedad. Canto temploro, por favor. Cuando llorando me escucharás pasar, ven, acaricia mis ojos, corazón, y calla ese viento lejano, ese maldito viento de dolor. Calla ese viento lejano, ese maldito viento. Ese viento lejano, viento de dolor.
CITR Podcast Update. Number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically. That's right, or yeah. Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
There you have it, podcasting on CITR. And in fact, you don't need a modem, you just need to... just go online there to podcasts on citr.ca, click on the favorite show, and up will come the last few shows, and you can listen live online at CITR as well. So you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's an hour of Italian music that I do every Tuesday from 1 until 2. I'm Linda Bull, your host, and we've got a mix of Italian music playing for you today. Just to fill you in there, I had just played 3 tracks, finishing off with the lovely, sultry voice of a Sardinian singer by the name of Franca Masu. And from her second album, Aquamare, which is on Felmei Records, her voice is a little reminiscent of Mina, I would say, who is a very famous Italian singer from... she's had a very long career, probably spanning 30, 40 years. Franca is actually from the Sardinian town of Alghero, and the inhabitants of this town all speak in a version of Catalan Spanish, which is just reminiscent of, not reminiscent of, but just a product of having been taken over the centuries by various people. And of course, the Spaniards settled there, and for whatever reason, that remained a stronghold of Catalan, whereas the rest of Sardinia speaks their own Sardinian dialects. But it's a fantastic album, and it's a beautiful voice, beautiful, solid acoustic guitar work, and there's mandocello, accordion, acoustic bass and percussion. It also features another famous Sardinian musician, Mauro Palmas, who plays more notably with Elena Ledda, who you may have heard of. There are lots of other great musicians on this album too. It's out on Felmei Records, called Aquamare. Her name is Franca Masu. Before that, you heard a track from a great new discovery of mine, anyway, Federico Siriani, who is a wonderful singer-songwriter from northern Italy, and his second album, Dal Basso dei Cieli, and it was a song called Perché la Vita, and his is a very sort of almost cowboy-esque style of singer-songwriting. It's sort of got a real groove, a bit of a funky groove, but it's got a bit of cowboy happening there. The whole album has got that sort of sound to it. It's a really great album. And started off with one of my favorite singer-songwriters, cantautori, Fabrizio De André from Genoa, who is very sorely missed in the Italian music scene, having passed away a little earlier, the end of the 90s, the beginning of the 90s. Okay, so Given the Boot continues, and I'm going to continue with some more traditional music now. I'm going to play a set of, starting off with La Chapa Russa, who maybe Italian folk fans are more familiar with. They have been around for a long time. Originally started off by Maurizio Martinotti, who was the founder and leader of this group from the Piemonte region. And they had about 20-year career, and I think they put out 7 discs and just toured all over the world. Fantastic group. Now Maurizio Martinotti's new group, Tenda Kent, is carrying on that tradition. But I'm going to play a couple of songs from them, Viore and Ad Oriente, followed by La Leonetta, another historical Italian folk group, with a track, Potere del Canto.
Bunga seira vioirellara, bunga seira vioirellara. Oh che bel cœur, oh che bel fiore, andiamo in cerca del nostro amante per fare l'amor. Chi è l'uli di ferallara, sommi martinga vioirellara. Oh che bel cœur, oh che bel fiore, andiamo in cerca del nostro amante per fare l'amor. Dov se tu stai Martin allara, a fe la fera vioirellara. Oh che bel cœur, oh che bel fiore, andiamo in cerca del nostro amante per fare l'amor. Cos la stu crumpa di ferallara, un capelin vioirellara. Oh che bel cœur, oh che bel fiore, andiamo in cerca del nostro amante per fare l'amor. Chi vestu regale lullara, al me amur vioirellara. Oh che bel cœur, oh che bel fiore, andiamo in cerca del nostro amante per fare l'amor.
So not strictly Italian, but actually Corsican. That was a fantastic group from Corsica called Le Nouvelle Polyphonie Corse. And I discovered them many years ago when I was living in a share house back in Brisbane, Australia. It was my first year out of home, and I was 19 years old. And I went to this share house, and there were a couple of people living there, and I remember one of them putting on this CD, and I was just mesmerized by it. And then I picked up the cover, and I didn't understand any of it because my French is pretty much non-existent even then. And I discovered it was this group who I thought were French, but in fact were from Corsica, and they were singing in a language which is very similar to Sardinian. And it's interesting to see the really strong cultural identities that both those small Mediterranean islands have. Corsica and Sardinia are linked by a lot of history, and their languages are very, very similar. There's a lot that you would, if you were just to hear, you know, a few passing verses, you'd definitely say, oh, that's Sardinian. You know, the Corsicans would probably think that Sardinian sounds Corsican too. So this group, their CDs have been quite difficult to get a hold of, but a few of them are released on Philips, and I know that there are a few French websites that are dedicated to, you know, particular genres of music, and I have seen them available there. So this was actually from an album, a fairly recent album, maybe from about 2001, called I Sull'Anima, which has a very intriguing picture of a naked man on the front sort of flying in the air. So that was some Corsican music. And before we heard two older traditional Italian folk groups, La Leonetta with Potere del Canto was the name of that song. La Leonetta were a group around in the from the late 70s to the late 90s, based in Turin, and they were really treading the fine line between ethnic music, if you want to call it that, folk music, and the music of singer-songwriters. So it's a really interesting group, and they're also out on Folk Club Ethno Suoni, and started off with La Chiappa Russa. It's a, you know, historical group, Italian group, with a track called Vio Ire ad Oriente. So I have about 5 minutes left here on Give 'Em the Boot, and it's been a pleasure playing some new music for you. I have a few tracks here to finish off with from a group called Nistanimera, from their CD called Core. It is an interesting CD based around the Greek music of Puglia and Calabria. So if you're at all familiar with the history of Italy, you'll know that southern Italy was part of Magna Graecia, or Greater Greece, and so there are pockets still of Greek-speaking people, but the Greek that they speak is an historical type of Greek, which is what they consider Pugliese Greek or Calabrian Greek. And this album showcases both the vocal tradition with the fantastic singing of Anna Cinzia Villani, and also the instrumental music. So I'm going to play a few tracks, starting with O Turco, followed by Mbiumbo and Vinni mi canto. Allora, grazie per essere stati con me oggi. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima dall'una alle due qui su Give 'Em the Boot, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
Bimbo, bimbo, pame na fero melion nero, atto frea tuia marco cino pule un empleo un calo. Bimbo, bimbo, e campane punardo, ce cini pulizza nedda, cini le un empleo un caledda.